I'm still recovering from that last segment when I was stumbling through the auctioneer song.
Wow, your aunt can talk. she reminds me of my mother on the phone.
She's a teacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, this music, you know what it means, folks. If you've been listening to our show for any length of time, you know that it's time for our Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli.
Drew.
What's going on, KK?
It's our anniversary special, and we've been together for 10 years now.
10 years, baby.
And well, I realize that it's like a good marriage because you're always late, and sometimes I don't show up.
It really is like a marriage. You actually didn't. You did not show up for our 10-year anniversary. We arranged your friends to be on the show.
Huh? You've been late for 10 years. I am putting up my dry cleaning, sitting in illegally parked, getting yelled at by teenagers for you because I didn't want to be in the dry cleaner, as we discussed today. I've done your show in some peculiar locations.
What have been some of the best locations you've done the show from?
Taking off on an airplane, literally. Yes. Yeah. Taking off. The infamous dollar store, which I can't relive it. Like, it was too...
Does the whole world need to know your business?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yep.
Going through airport security.
Yes.
Because I care about you so much that I won't put my phone... Like, I'm literally like, because you pay me so much money to do your show.
Don't tell anyone.
There's a gas station bathroom one I remember.
Yes.
I do have a proposal for you for our next decade. I want to propose something.
Yes.
I want to propose that you put me on your homepage and I will actually listen to your show. Like, I love you so much, but I've only listened to one segment of your show, mine, pretty much, ever. But
yeah.
I feel that you're probably okay to mediocre at your job because you're still in the air, if this is real.
If this is real. I'm still working out of my mom's basement, right? So that's no big deal. Listen, the reason you haven't listened to my show yet, Carrie Pomeroli, our Hollywood correspondent, you are a comedian, you are an author, you are an actor.
Now I'm a motivational speaker.
Motivational speaker.
Yes.
The reason you have not listened to our show is because you spend all your time getting your nails done.
Yes, and I love to give you Hollywood. I feel like what you pay me equals the amount of Hollywood gossip you get. Like, I feel like it's on par with the, I got my nails done yesterday. No, it was 2 days ago. And across from me was this lovely lady, and it was clearly Felicia Rashad, as we all know, Mrs. Huxtable. And, you know, she's probably been going through a lot with the, you know, and so I don't really have a joke about it. I just kind of looked at her, and I gave her that look, and she gave me that look, and she looked at me, and she winked. She's like, he did it. I'm like, okay, I just
want
to be clear.
Hold on. You interpreted like, her wink as he did it?
I didn't want, it was with her eyes. She was like, watch your back. Like, she was like, watch your back. And,
What is the blinking Morse code for roofie? How do you do that?
I don't know. Like, and I feel like when I see celebrities, like, I'm looking at them to be like, are they, how are they tipping? And, like, are they being a diva? And I just feel bad. She can't even get her. And she had 3 corns. I don't want to say anything on the air.
Three corns.
I was like, yeah, I know.
Folks, you heard it here first. Felicia Rashad has 3 corns. 3 corns on the Drew Marshall Show.
I feel that I bring you, and I wanted to give you, I hung out with my friend.
Yeah.
Have you interviewed Nancy Stafford ever?
Yeah. I know. Why do I know that name? She's kind of big in the Jesus world, right?
She was. Yeah, but she was on Matlock, and that counts.
Oh yeah. No, I don't think I've had her on. And she's your friend.
Okay, like that. She. Oh, we're like BFF. Like you could call her, and she'd be like, "I love Carrie." Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll drop that name there.
Because I hate it when you call celeb. Remember that time you called? This is one of my favorite true stories.
Yeah.
So, and I hope Kathy. Anyway, I. It's not that I'm not a Kathy Lee. I mean, who isn't a Kathy Lee Gifford fan? Everyone, right? But
right.
You know. She's not, like, on John Schneider. But he called everyone who's listening, 4 people. You called Kathy Lee Gifford, and then you're like, I have your greatest fan of all time on the phone. Her name's Carrie Pomeroli. Go ahead, Carrie. Let Kathy know your favorite Kathy Lee Gifford song. And the only one I could remember was The Cruise. I was like, did you write that? I mean, it's really catchy. Like, if my friends could see me now. And she was so, like, nice. And she was like, I'm glad. What else do you love about me? I'm like... Everything. I can't even think right. It's just so. It's like, oh my god! It's like, and then remember we called John Schneider, and you told him I was his stalker.
Yes.
And he was so cute. He goes, "Thanks for sticking with me through the '90s. I had some rough years there."
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so nobody had rougher years in the 90s than Baywatch guy, hey? Eating the burger, drunk on the floor, yes, while his daughter films him.
Oh, why are you so judgy? It's been hard. It's been hard for David.
Hey, when was the last time you were at the Hollywood Bowl? That's one of the things I miss the most about heading down your way.
Oh, we were talking about that yesterday in the fun. I have a little story that I can't share publicly, so I figure what the heck, I'll just tell you and your co-hosts. So, three nights ago, the Hollywood Bowl has this thing every year. It's Sound of Music Live, and it's like, it was the anniversary. And you have to take a bus, like, from my house. You get on the bus, and it's like a big gathering for, like, the socially awkward. Like, people that go to medieval times festivals, they go to this. So, Ron and I'm going to be honest, we got in one of our epic fights. I mean, just, like, massive, like, you're dead to me, like, huge fight. And so I was like, but we already paid for the tickets. Like, let's go. And the kids are like, Mommy and Daddy are fighting. I'm like, it's Tuesday. Like, get in the car. So we get on the bus, and Ron and I are not speaking. And we don't even fake it in front of the kid. We're just not speaking. And next to me are these people dressed up in Dusseldorf, German, like, made from curtains, whatever. And they are drinking. They are drinking. And Lucy looks at me. My 8-year-old goes, Mom, look at those alcoholics, like, really loud. Right? So I decide, in the spirit of Bill Cosby, because I just saw Phil, I wanted to have this moment with her. I'm like, alcohol is bad. And I had this Gallo wine, like, from a box in my picnic basket. Yeah. But she's like, is alcohol really that bad? And these people were drinking, like, I don't even know, tequila, German. So I asked them for a sippy cup or something, and they gave it to me. And I said, Lucy, this is what alcohol tastes. And it was like brew. Like, it was some horrible thing. And I go, try some. Because that's what Theo did on the Cosby Show.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And she takes a big gulp, and it was like tequila. And she looks at me, and she makes this face, and she goes, delicious.
Right? Hold on. You gave your kid a giant sippy cup of tequila, and your kid liked it?
She was like, it was delicious. I'm like, well, she comes from good stuff. So listen, we get to the Hollywood Bowl. We're up in the nosebleed seats because we got our tickets on Groupon. And I'm still mad at Ron. I mean, it's me, the two kids, and I got my brie cheese sandwich for $47. And I take out the bottle of wine. Like, I'm still going to have, we were going to share this box of wine or whatever you want to call it.
Not now.
So it's dark. It's dark, right? And I have this glass that, like, I put it in some kind of, I don't know, flask, whatever. And the movie starts, and I've seen it, so I was like, whatever, I'll just have a sip or seven. And I start sipping and sipping and sipping, and, like, things start getting a little blurry. And I look down, and the kids are singing The Hills Are Alive and The Nuns. And I look down an hour and a half later, and there's no more. Like, I was like, well, Ron couldn't have drank my wine. I don't think Lucy. And I am, I hate to admit this on the air, but who cares? I am drunk, like, drunk. And I don't get drunk. Like, that's not me.
No.
It wasn't my fault. It was dark. And
it was dark.
Blurring. I don't even know. I passed out. I blocked. I don't even know if they got out of Germany. I don't know. Because the next thing that happens is Ron is carrying me and Ruby to the. And I said to my daughter, I go, I just want you to know I love you more than your father. I just want you to know. That you mean so much to me. And Lucy's like, Mommy, why do you smell that? And I mean, Ron had to carry three of us to the bus. I don't know how we got home. It was like my 20s with a terrible headache.
Brutal.
It was so bad.
Brutal.
I don't recommend drinking with kids.
No.
I don't think.
But
no,
you,
right?
You told me that was going to be that was going to be the name of your new sitcom, Drinking with Kids, right?
Drinking with Kids,
yeah.
Or a new web series. Like, you just give the kids alcohol and see what happens. Like, don't you think that would be fun?
Kids say the darndest things.
Where do you think I learned how to drink? Canada. We cross the border. You can drink at like 11, and next thing you know, I'm in the wet t-shirt contest on Windsor. It was sort of addicting.
In Windsor.
I'm not kidding about that, right? You know that they have those wet t-shirt contests in Windsor, and all the Detroit girls are like, Rock City, Detroit forever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as long as you keep going with your jazzercise, you'll be just fine.
Oh, babe. I just got back from jazzercise. I'm still doing it. I'm on another diet, you guys. It's the H diet. It's heroin. I'm taking heroin.
What?
I'm not picky. I'm not picky about how I'm going to lose weight, but I've been doing jazzercise at Senior Center. I've talked to you guys about
this. Yes, yeah.
And I got in sort of a dance war today with this old lady, and it's like there's sort of a unwritten code that you put your water where your dance space is, and
yes.
Then when you take a break. Well, she put her water, or I don't know, maybe I put my water, and she asked me to move my water.
No.
Well, this isn't a comedy bit. It just happened to me. And so I moved my water, but then during that next song, She Works Hard for Her Money, I got thinking, I'm like, why don't you tell me to move my water So I move my water back, right? And then she gets pissed off. So she starts shimmying in my dance space. She's like chasseing at me. Do you know what I mean? Like, seriously. And she wasn't like a swell, fit woman. It was ugly. It was not pretty.
No.
It was not like Channing Tatum. It was like, get on. Seriously, lady, move your butt. It's not getting any smaller. This is not working for you. So then she, like, it was awful. And I just, I don't know if I can go back now.
No.
So
how do you
I
go back?
Left. I took her water and mine, which mine, you know, had some leftover tequila in it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure, hers might have had a little Metamucil, so it all works
I
out.
Think
it all
what,
works
you
out.
Know, so I'm doing good with the Jezzers.
Good
I'm,
for
I'm
you.
I'm enjoying it.
Good for you. Well, you're looking marvelous these days, darling.
Thank
I must
you,
say,
my
you
dear.
Look marvelous. And I just want to actually
and
give
how
a...
How do you know that? Because I'm not on your homepage. How would you know?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody wants to be on my homepage.
I'm not either.
Everybody wants to be on my homepage.
Oh,
even Humble wants to be.
People. You have dead people on your homepage. There are people that died on your homepage and nobody told them, okay? I'm serious. I'm not going
to
name names.
I was about to give you a legit plug. Ladies and gentlemen, CarriePalm.com is the website you want to go to book this lady, to
Thank
come
you,
up to as many kind of crazy gigs as you want. She does bar mitzvahs. I'm, she does house parties.
Yes.
She does ladies of it. She killed
Brit,
it. Killed it at
Brit.
The Kennedy Road Tabernacle Women
you,
of Faith
friend.
Thing or whatever it was. Honestly,
Hi,
they
Kennedy friends.
There were
I
like there were like 600 women bawling their
oh,
faces off in this place.
You.
It was fantastic. So
that makes up for nothing, but thank you. I love you.
Oh, you're a pudding.
Let's
you're
do
pudding.
Another 10.
All right, Carrie. Take care, darling. We'll talk soon.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Happy anniversary. Ladies and gentlemen, 10 years with Carrie Pomeroli. She said on our 10-year anniversary she'd go a little crazy and tell crazy
wow.
stories. So I think she got drunk. She fed her kid tequila.
Had a dance battle.
She had a dance battle with an old lady. She's on a heroin diet.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, nothing says L.A. more than everything than she just talked about.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, those are jokes, people.
Oh.
Those are jokes.
Okay. All right.
Some people don't get it. Short break when we come back. It's our pub crawl here on the Drew Marshall Show. We're going to crack open a few topics with a couple of pretty funny guys. Andy Kindler, he's a comedian. And John Fugelsang, he's a comedian. And they're both going to talk about the not-so-funny things that are happening down there in God We Trust land. Like, what is the deal with this country, man? We'll be right back. Tori, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with our listeners at this particular point in time?
Indeed, I do.
Indeed. Let's see if you can say this all the way through without stuttering once. We're all watching. And action.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign. Well, what if we gave you an entire show?
Wow, that's a great idea.
The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative and affordable advertising concept for the small business owner. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you the opportunity to partner with us for an entire show. Become a one-day advertising partner and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, and we'll give you a live five-minute phone interview.
Crazy.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes?
We'll also offer... Sorry. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. So if you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with the Drew Marshall Show. Contact us through our website, drewmarshall.ca, and ask about becoming a one-day advertising partner.
Good, good. Ladies and gentlemen, Tori the intern.
Yeah!
Yes, well done, Tori the intern.
If
Very well
you
done.
You made it easy for me.
I did make it easy for you.
Oh, man.
I made you start over again.